Oh, that's right. I'm right here back again. Have one of the delegates with me, a young guy here at the Republican delegation, a South Carolina delegation. Tyson, what's your last name?
Tyson Grinstead. Thanks, Ann.
Oh, that's right. Now, Tyson, you, what do you do? You work in solar energy, yes?
Yeah, that's right. I'm actually the policy director of a solar energy company that just located in the state last year, Sunrun. And we've got offices in both Greer and in Columbia.
That must mean that where did the company come from?
Yeah, the company comes from California, and we're in about 15 states now, and solar's growing rapidly in South Carolina. Thanks to the governor and the legislature unanimously passing the solar leasing bill in 2014. It's tough to get anything through the state Senate and the state House, but that passed unanimously, and the governor signed it. And it's creating a market in South Carolina.
What does that mean? What does that mean, the leasing on the solar? What does that exactly mean?
Right. So a lot of times, if you wanted to go out and put solar on your house, it costs a lot of money. It costs a lot of money for the panels, for the construction and everything. But with solar leasing, you lease the panels from us over a period of time, and we work with your power company, Duke or SCENG, to basically help supply power to you, and then if you have excess, to them.
Oh, so that's a good system. So how is solar being received here in South Carolina?
It's great. You know, people are interested in it. It's new for a lot of people, but folks are interested, and they're seeing how it's saving people at least 20% is our goal. So it's saving people money, and it's cleaning up the environment, which, you know, it's all good things, and we're using free market principles to do it.
Oh, that's a good thing. Now, let me ask you, how did you get involved and decide to become a delegate? And because, people don't realize you actually have to run for office to be a delegate.
You do. I had to bake cookies and convince people to send me here. So.
And then you had to pay your own way.
Then I had to pay my own way. That's right. So I got involved in politics for a long time ago when I was in high school, volunteering for local sheriff's candidates, and then was the chairman of College Republicans statewide in North Carolina, and have continued that. I was the political director for Lindsey Graham and for Tom Rice at one point, and so I enjoy making a difference in the state through Republican politics, and I'm glad to have the chance to represent Richland County here in Cleveland.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
See, that's young for a Republican. What do you think? What do you think about the future of the Republican Party with young people?
Well, I see a renewed spark in the Republican Party because people are tired of the bigger government policies, and so they're looking at things like free markets and competition, and they're looking at things like renewable energy, and they're looking at things, you know, like what Chris Christie said last night about Hillary Clinton. There are major problems with the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party doesn't stand for choice anymore in the marketplace. So, you know, that's what I think the younger generation responds to.
Now, just out of curiosity, should Donald Trump become the president? I know we're all saying he does, but I know we all know it's going to be a tough race. Should he win, what do you think would be almost the immediate effect as far as businesses are concerned, should he win?
That's a good question, Ann. I think we're going to have to let it all play out. But I think at the end of the day, if you look at what happened in Great Britain, you know, folks are interested. You know, the markets worry about change, but at the end of the day, they see, you know, who is going to give more control to businesses. And I do think Donald Trump will allow businesses to flourish without a lot of red tape. And if he can do that, I think, you know, the markets will respond.
I think you're right. But I think that people, the ultimate will be that people will just be, wow, we can now unleash the hounds. And I think it'll be a big bump, maybe the stock market, but people that are in business on the ground level will begin to feel that they have options and they have hope.
I think you're right. I think South Carolina's been able to do that thanks to good leadership who's focused on that in spite of bad federal policies. So if we get a president who's pro-free market coupled with a governor and senators who are pushing for that, then South Carolina's going to be a state to reckon with.
I think you're right, and it'll be a what shall we say, a great day in South Carolina?
Absolutely, a really great day.
A really great day. Well, Grinstead, thanks so much for talking to us, and I do want to have you come up and be on my radio show some afternoon And we'll talk more about solar, because in our area, we really don't have a lot of information about it.
I'd love to do it. Thanks, Ann.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're going to take a little break. I'm still coming back because I'm still thinking we might get Mark Sanford, Congressman Mark Sanford, on the air with us. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.